I'm Dodd Morris with Mission Network News. May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and we're continuing a conversation about the U.S. suicide rate. Dean Vandermeer of Set Free Ministries tells us it's just as much a problem inside the church as outside. Set Free staff and volunteers confront suicide and addiction-related issues on a daily basis. Vandermeer says it's a battle the church should be fighting, too.
If we're going to be the body of Christ, and really God's heart is to seek and save those who are lost, to search for the strays and to bind up the wounded, then as the body of Christ, we should be doing that. And that's going to include prayer, but it's also going to include action.
If you know someone who's hurting, please tell them you care and connect them with Set Free Ministries.
Love covers over a multitude of sins. Reach out. The number one trick of Satan is isolation.
And gender inequality has long been a problem in India. Women have faced low social status, and they've also been victims of persecution. World Mission's Greg Kelly says the dowry system is at the heart of this persecution. It often puts a strain on families' finances. The church is empowering women across India, particularly in the field of ministry.
When you empower a woman in a culture like India with the gospel, it's amazing the doors that the Lord opens up. And we are seeing over and over that the atmosphere of the village is welcoming in the woman because they see they have something to offer. And that's really the power of the gospel more than anything.
Men in leadership positions are also speaking up for women and encouraging them to do ministry together. Equip believers with World Mission's discipleship tools at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Sat7, a Christian satellite TV ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, offers a free resource called The Heart of Grandparenting by Dr. Ken Canfield. Get yours when you click the banner at missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.